Yeah, obviously hugely disappointed, Brooke, with the outcome today, with the bill being defeated, if you like. Obviously, it was by one vote. Martin Hamilton Smith, I guess, spoke very well in Parliament and was supportive of the bill. And I guess we're very thankful to him and his office for how open they've been throughout the process and considering all of the issues from a range of stakeholders, including us. I guess Minister Brock decided not to support the bill. And I guess for the Minister responsible for regional development, it's an incredibly disappointing outcome. The result of this bill not being supported is that, I guess, for no reason or no real net environmental benefit, jobs will be lost in regional coastal South Australia. Millions of dollars worth of export production will also be lost as well, all for no reason. So I guess it's a very deflating day and it's all for no reason.
Are you surprised with the way the vote went?
It's not unexpected, but I guess it's still very disappointing at the same time. Minister Hamilton Smith spoke about trying to achieve some level of compromise, you know, prior to the bill going to the vote in the lower house. And I guess he pointed out that that's something he wasn't able to achieve. I guess we'd assume that's obviously with Minister Brock. So that closes sort of any other avenue. And again, from Minister Brock's point of view and his portfolio, that's very disappointing for an industry like Rock Lobster, which is based purely in regional coastal South Australia.
And I believe that your industry is based a lot in the no-take sanctuary zones. What does that essentially mean now? You said about the job losses, and I believe for your industry there's already been job losses seen.
Yeah, so we've, I guess, had fishers participate in the buyout. So I guess there's been loss of production from that aspect as well. We firmly believe that not enough effort has been removed as a result of that process, and that's been our position the whole way through. So we're expecting to see over the next few years now negative impacts in terms of catches from those areas as they try and sustain higher yields, if you like, from areas that are generally lower in production that remain in the fishery.
So other areas might be affected with stock numbers?
Absolutely. We believe firmly that there'll be negative impacts both from a biological point of view in terms of lower yielding areas now being asked to sustain higher fishing effort, if you like. That's not good for anyone. And also as a result of that, those remaining fishers will be less efficient in the fishery. So if you like, their cost of production will rise. So that all impacts on the productivity and profitability of a fishery like the Northern Zone Rock Lobster fishery, which is the one that's most heavily impacted. And that's a loss to South Australia of export production, but it's primarily a loss to regional coastal communities in the state where the industry is based.
How many jobs do you predict could be lost?
It's hard to tell, I guess, from, you know, we've obviously gone through the process we have to reach this point. We expect that there will be further negative impacts as a result of not enough effort being removed from the fishery and, I guess, no further amendments to the zones as a result of the vote today. But it is something we're going to have to wait and see how bad those impacts are.
There was an article earlier this week talking about the concern over the mental well-being of fishermen. What are you already seeing that, that the mental health is being impacted of fishermen as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you could see it on the faces in the gallery today. And right now, it means that fishers, particularly in areas like Port Wakefield, those who remain, are now having to make very serious decisions about what they do with their businesses, their families. Do they relocate? Do they look to, you know, move into other areas? How does that all work? So they're faced now with very real-world decisions. And I guess we feel that that's something that was hugely avoidable and could have still yielded a very positive, result for this state in terms of promoting a better mix of sustainable use of resources and also marine protection. But that's not the result we've got today, given the decision that Minister Brock has made, and that's very disappointing.
And just to clarify, that the fishing industry is not necessarily against marine parks. You're all for protecting the area that you work in, but it was just the no-take sanctuary zones that you had concerns with?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, in principle, the industry absolutely supports marine conservation and the principle of marine parks and conservation of the marine environment. We've made that clear the whole way along. I guess the issue we've had is the implementation of these sanctuary zones. You know, they haven't been done on a threats or a risk-based approach. And I guess that's what we've advocated for the whole way through. And that's what we wanted to see. And it's very disappointing that we haven't got to that point.
What do you do now? Do you keep fighting it? Is there any other avenues you can take?
essentially, unless Brock or Hamilton Smith, could reach a further compromise and I guess put something else to government, no, there's not. I don't know of any other avenue that we can pursue unless there's a change in government at some point. And I guess we sort of missed that opportunity earlier on, and now that's something that fishers, both recreational and commercial, will have to wait and see.
If there is a change in government, and it might only be in 4 years' time, but can any of these decisions be reversed? And if, what would that mean for the industry to have a decision reversed in terms of equipment being used and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we understand that there's the scope for change. And I mean, a lot can change in 3 or 4 years as well. The Liberals to date, I guess, have had a policy around marine parks and also commercial fishing. And recreational fishing that we've been very supportive of as well. So we would hope that doesn't change. But obviously it's something that we'd have to wait and see in